Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline, Bet Smarter and Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It is Mike Rizzo, President GM of your Washington Nationals. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank. They are a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Junkies. Missed you last week.
I know. What have the last 2 weeks been like for you? A lot of news.
Craziness for sure. Excitement. We were excited about the draft prep, and then the draft came, and we're trying to get our arms around signing the draft picks, and then the trade deadline is upon us. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and we've been in the news a lot, and unfortunately in some instances, but playing a little bit better baseball, which is important, and seeing some of our young kids get better as we continue the season, that's kind of the way our season plan is going so far.
Yeah, nice wins over the Dodgers the last couple of days. All right, so when the report came out before the trade before the All-Star game during the Braves series that Juan turned down the 440 over 15 years. The insinuation is that that was leaked by you guys, the team, just to make it look like, okay,
to make Juan look bad.
He's turning down $500 million, which I think is crazy anyway. But was that leaked by the team?
You know, leaks are just so difficult. In this age of social media, you know, who knows where some of these things come from. But all I can tell you is, I unequivocally did not come from me for sure, 100% for sure, or from our front office. That much I know for sure. We had this information, 3 weeks before it leaked out. So we had ample time to leak it out if we wanted to leak it out. Leaks never hurt. They never ever help a situation. It was disappointing to me. I was upset about it. It's something that I'd just like to know who leaked it out, just to have that information and make sure it didn't come from anybody in baseball operations.
Were the reports accurate?
Yeah, that's the thing, because reports come out all the time. We've made three above market value offers to Juan during this baseball season. Two of them had come out before this one. Both of them were inaccurate in the terms and in kind of the guts of the contract. This one was accurate, and it was that led us to believe it was somebody with real knowledge of the situation. Whereas the other ones were inaccurate, so those could be that information could be leaked out there by people who really don't know or who are guessing or would think they have the information.
So are you saying, I'm trying to read between the lines, I have a couple questions. Are you saying, though, is this your way of saying that you think it was Boris's side that actually leaked it? Because you know for a fact your guys didn't do it.
I don't know who did it. I guess Rosenthal is the one who broke it. So, you know, really only Ken knows who actually came to him with the information.
Right.
I'd like to find out what that. All I could tell you is that Mike Rizzo did not leak the information or his people in the front office.
Right. I believe you.
That's what I know 100%.
But Rosenthal's report was correct.
It doesn't help.
Yes.
It did not help us in anything we were trying to do. It didn't help us in keeping a good relationship with Juan, and it didn't help us in any kind of leverage at the trade deadline. So
of course,
you know, it really didn't help us. It really hurt us that the information got out.
Yeah, and it's not
the right thing to do,
right?
And because we've had 100 negotiations with the Boris Corporation over my career, and we never leaked out the information, and it was disappointing that this information got leaked out.
Right, and I said this before, like as soon as it came out, and I saw Juan, and you could just see, like, one of the reasons why I love Juan. I'm a diehard fan of Juan Soto. I think I'm a diehard fan of the Nationals, although I don't know. Juan, I could see him. I could see, like, the joy being sucked out of him when they're asking about money, right? And I said, look, this is a 23-year-old kid who loves to play baseball. He didn't want to think about money. You know what I mean? I could just see the joy being sucked out of him, so I could understand your frustration. Was this part correct?
Well, you should see the joy getting sucked out of me when we're talking about it.
I know. I believe you.
But it's just business on your end.
I know. But that's one of the great things about watching Juan is his joy for baseball, and you don't ever want that to be taken away. But
no question about it.
Here's my follow up, Mike. When it was reported, because I found this hard to believe, but I'm a dummy. They reported that whoever leaked this, that part of the report was because Juan, or either they didn't respond or they turned it down. I don't know what I hear Boris doesn't even respond. That's his MO. I have no idea, but. That your response was, or the team's response was, well, we're gonna then listen for everything then, because if he's not gonna take this, then we're gonna probably have to move him. And I found that hard to believe. I'm like, there's no way Mike's gonna take what's probably a normal contract negotiation, other than the absurd numbers, and he's just immediately gonna flip on a guy he thinks is maybe the most talented 23-year-old he's ever been associated with.
All right, so what's the question?
So that's my question. My question is. Is the report true that after this last offer that you decided, well, if they're not going to accept this, we're going to have to move them?
Well, here's how the situation goes. This was the ultimate respectful interaction with Juan. We've made him several offers. We made sure that he knows that we want him here for the rest of his career. Mm-hmm. This is business. It's not personal. This is business. He has the right to not to go to free agency, to turn down deals and that type of thing. I respect that as a player that has earned that right. But my relationship with the players is nothing if it's not, you know, we're man to man and we discuss things, face to face. And when we offered Juan this contract, with his agent, his agent's knowledge, we told him, when the deal was turned down, we said, we're going to have to explore all our options. And that's all we've ever said. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't explore all the options that now present us. You know, we've got a pretty good option. We've got the talented Juan Soto for, two and a half more seasons. That's option A. That's a good one. But we also have to think about options, B and C, and how we, my job is to make this organization a consummate winner again, like we did, from 2012 to 2019, be a consistent winner. And, I have to figure out ways as the caretaker of this franchise to make us a championship organization for a long time to come.
Mike, I'm going to ask you this. I don't even know if you can answer, but I'm interested in it. Were you told by Boris, or maybe it's just your opinion, that the main reason that they turned it down was because the annual value was not high enough, or is it because they're just unsure about new ownership? What do you think the majority of turning down the offer was?
You know, I've had those discussions with Scott and with Juan personally, and I don't want to. Those are private conversations that I'm going to keep between us.
All right.
But I'm sure all those reasons factor into the decision that he made. Again, I do not take this as an affront to the Washington Nationals. I don't take this personally. This is a young, exciting, talented player that's has every right to explore the market as he sees fit. You know, we've made a historical offer to him, and he turned it down. And again, am I upset with Juan Soto for doing that? No, because that's, you know, I've known the kid since he's 15 years old. I know him as good as anybody in the world, as good as his agency, as good as his teammates. I've been with him a long time, and he's one of the most wonderful players that I've ever been around. And I respect the choices that he made, and you know, again, this isn't personal against Mike Rizzo or the Washington Nationals. This is business.
That makes it sound like you're ready to rock. I've gone on record and said, Mike, you're not going to do it. You're not going to.
Let me ask you this, Mike.
Sounds like he's ready to do it.
Have you? Can you answer this? Have you received at least one offer for him?
I mean, we're in conversations with Juan Soto, with several teams that I think have real interest in him. Also with several other players that have had interest with other teams. I'm not going to handicap if you know if we're going to trade him or not. I will say this: we're going to have to get the deal that we want that makes the most sense, that gets us an opportunity to become a championship organization faster than not trading them. So that's it in a nutshell. Mm-hmm.
Talking to Mike Rizzo, president and general manager of your Washington Nationals, what do you say to the fan base and fans who have seen Harper walk away, Rendon, Scherzer, Trey Turner, and possibly Juan Soto? Are you worried about the fan base punching out?
You know, that tells me that we've got a lot of good players coming through Washington, D.C. We've got division titles. We've got world championship trophies. We've got silver sluggers, MVPs, Cy Young Award winners. We're running a lot of talent through Washington, D.C. And I think that I grew up a Cubs fan, and they didn't win a World Series for 109 years. In my lifetime as a Chicagoan, they never, you know, when I lived there, they never won. If the fans like the product on the field, if it's a winning product, if they play the way the fans want them to play, if the team really embraces the name on the front of the jersey and is a good role model and a good team for the fans of Washington D.C. to get behind, they're going to love this team. And we've had some really good players through here. Some have stayed. Some have gone, and we continue to put a good product, championship quality product on the field. We're down right now. We're easy to kick because we're in last place, but we'll be back. We're going to be back. We've got a tried and true formula. We've got a plan to make this thing work. We've got the plan is in place. You know, this reboot started at this time last year, you know, around August 1st, around the trade deadline. So we're 1 year into this reboot, and I see progress in the minor league system. I see guys at the upper ends of the minor leagues that are going to be big contributors in the near future. We've had three solid drafts. We've had a great trade deadline last year, and we see this organization going in the right direction. We've done it before. Not many teams can say, here's our plan, and prove that it works. We have done that. We've done it. We've come from the depths of bad seasons with 100-plus lost seasons to 98 wins in 2012 relatively quickly. And we think that we're on the same pace or even quicker to get it done this time. And we've got the track record to do it. We know how to do it. We've got a great system in place. And I think that when this thing gets all sorted out, you'll see this our organization moving forward and winning championships again in the very near future.
Mike, this is speculation, but a lot of us have wondered, how does a potential new ownership group or new owner taking over come into play with your decisions now, if they do at all? And as these new ownership groups, I guess, are being vetted, can they communicate with the current organization on what they want to see moving forward?
We are business as usual. It has not factored in one bit to the decision making process that we do. My boss are the learners. They give me my marching orders, and we put the plan in place, and it has not affected us one bit.
I remember having a conversation with Mike, and I won't say the player, but this player was, you know, up for something potentially to happen. And I remember Mike saying, you know, I love the player, but, you know, essentially we can win with him, we can win without him. So
right.
I think that's what Mike's saying here.
He's always said that.
Juan. Yeah. Well, you know, he loves Juan, but we can win with him or we can win without him.
Yeah. So one of the other things that's been thrown out there, and I'm just reading something on CBS Sports, RJ Anderson from CBS Sports was talking about, if Soto was dealt, that in addition to Soto, Patrick Corbin, because of his contract, would also be included. Is that something that's legitimate, or is that just RJ Anderson just making things up?
I wouldn't know RJ Anderson if I fell over him. So I don't know where RJ getting his information from. Obviously not from anybody from the Washington Nationals. So okay. There's so much speculation and there's so much minutia out there in this the social media world. It's frustrating and maddening for me to read most of it. We've never contacted the team and talked about Juan Soto and attaching any contract to any player. We're not going to dilute a return for any player by adding a bad contract. That's not where we're at in our organization at this time. We want to get the most for each and every trade that we do. So we certainly are not going to tack on anybody's contract to anybody's deal, including Juan Soto's or Josh Bell's or anybody's.
Mike, you characterized your relationship with Juan in a great way. You know, like you've known him since he was 15, you know him better than anybody. You don't take it personally. You understand his decision, respect it. It's all good business. You know, it is what it is. And you don't think any less of him. How would you characterize your relationship with Boris?
Same way. I've known him for 30 years, done billions of dollars of contracts with him, and I respect the way he handles his clients. I think he has his clients' best interests in mind. Sometimes his ideas and my ideas don't align, and that happens. But again, we've done a lot of business in the past, and I anticipate we'll do business in the future, and I've got absolutely no problem with the way he handles his clients, and he's an advocate for his players, and that's how that agent player relationship works. It's how it should work, and sometimes it's in line with what we want to do. Sometimes it isn't.
I'm team Nats. I'm team, you know, and this is sort of the Juan and the Nats. But the one area where I might sort of maybe side with the Boris side is the report, Mike, that if Scherzer makes $43 million, why doesn't that raise the bar for all players? The reporting is that the Nats are saying, well, we're not going to give a guy 10, 12, 13, 14 years at that high a number. What's the logic behind that? I mean, if a guy gets $43 million, doesn't he get $43 million? Doesn't that set the bar now for all the new guys?
Well, we're talking about a historic contract with Juan, and you know, it's hard to compare a 15-year deal, which 13 of those years are new money because we have them for two arbitration years,
yeah,
with a 3-year contract for a 37-year-old pitcher.
Yeah,
it's apples and oranges to me. We certainly would give Juan Soto a Max Scherzer type of deal after his arbitration years are up, but that wouldn't work either. But it's hard to compare a 3-year deal for a 37-year-old Hall of Fame pitcher who I drafted, signed, and love also to a 13 new year deal with 15 years total. It's not the comp. The comps are the Bryce Harpers and the Mike Trouts and the Mookie Betts and the Fernando Tatises of the world. Same type of ages, same type of years on these contracts, and this contract blows all those away.
Gotcha.
Mike, well, Mike, we're going to talk to you next Wednesday, which is the day after the trade deadline. So that one will be interesting. Trade deadline is August 2nd, right?
Correct. August 2nd, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Oh, man, it's going to be busy. Your
so
phone.
he can have a few cocktails on Tuesday night, and then we'll talk to you Wednesday morning.
How much sleep are you going to get over the next...
I'll probably need one on Tuesday night.
Yeah, how much sleep are you going to get between now and then?
I don't know. I haven't got much sleep. These 10-10 West Coast starting times are rough, man. I'll tell you what. You go on a six-game West Coast road trip, and you're on the East Coast. It's tough to watch all those games and get up in the morning and function.
Yeah, well, you got a 3 o'clock start today, so that's not bad.
Yes, that's good.
Much better. Hey, Mike, we appreciate it.
I won't be up till 2 in the morning.
Yep.
Mike, we appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, we know it's a pain in the ass, but we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
That's Mike Rizzo, brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. When we come back, let's update our percentages on the likelihood of Juan Soto being traded.
Last segment, my brother did the song. We got to get it. I'm not signing off until my brother sings that song in sync. All right, don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.